As one of America's largest financial services companies, Nationwide supports financial professionals with client-friendly resources and innovative solutions to help create greater retirement security for their clients. Nationwide Investment Services Corporation, member FINRA, Columbus, Ohio.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Broadcasting live to New York, Bloomberg 1130, to Washington, D.C., Bloomberg 991, to Boston, Bloomberg 1200, to San Francisco, Bloomberg 960, to the country, Sirius XM Channel 119, and around the globe, the Bloomberg Radio Plus app and Bloomberg.com. This is Bloomberg Surveillance.
Good morning. It is 7:30 on Wall Street. I'm Michael McKee along with Tom Keene. It's Tuesday, but we have a merger to announce, Merger Tuesday, because we took yesterday off. Total $12.2 billion deal, but $8.6 billion is the purchase price. Great Plains Energy buying Westar Energy, $60 a share, cash and stock. Great Plains provides electricity across the Midwest, headquartered in Kansas City. Westar from Topeka is a Kansas utility. Profit at Volkswagen's namesake brand down 86% in the first quarter after the emissions cheating scandal. May auto sales out tomorrow. Deliveries projected to decline for all of the largest names, Ford, General Motors, and Chrysler, attributable to having one fewer weekend compared with last May. On average, analysts see the annualized selling rate slipping to 17.4 million. One other deal, a small one, Jazz Pharmaceuticals buying Celator Pharmaceuticals, $1.5 billion. Jazz is based in Dublin. They're offering $30.25 a share for the New Jersey-based Celator. Let's check in now with Michael Barr and get the latest world and national headlines.
Mike, thank you very much. North Korea attempted to launch what may have been a ballistic missile. South Korea's defense ministry says the launch early this morning failed. Physicist Stephen Hawking says he is baffled by Donald Trump's rise. Hawking on ITV's Good Morning Britain says he has no explanation for the success of the presumptive Republican presidential nominee. Hawking says that Trump is a demagogue who seems to appeal to the lowest common denominator. The Cincinnati Zoo's director is defending the decision to kill a gorilla to protect a 4-year-old boy who had entered its exhibit. The gorilla was killed over the weekend by a special zoo response team after the 420-pound animal had dragged the child through the shallow moat. The zoo's director says the gorilla was agitated and disoriented by the commotion and was powerful enough to crush a coconut in one hand. Global News, 24 hours a day, powered by our 2,400 journalists and more than 150 news bureaus around the world. I'm Michael Barr. Mike?
Thank you, Michael. Time now for the Land Rover Parsippany Bloomberg NBC Sports Update with John Stashow.
All right, thanks, Mike. Second time in 3 years now, the NBA Finals will be a rematch of the year before. Cleveland and Golden State. It'll start Thursday in Oakland. Unlike last year, the Cavs are healthy. They're well-rested, but the defending champs just proved how tough they are to take out. They won Game 7 last night, 96-88. Oklahoma City led the series 3-1. They led last night by 13 points. But Golden State came back. They won the third quarter 29-12, and Steph Curry led the way 36 points. Both he and Klay Thompson broke the record for most three-pointers in a series. It's the 10th time ever a team has come back from a 3-1 deficit. It's the third time it's happened in a conference final. Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Final, the Pittsburgh 3-2 over San Jose. Penguins scored twice, a minute apart in the first period. Sharks got there, too, in the second. Nick Foligno won it for the Penguins, scoring with 2.5 minutes remaining. The Yankees had that 6-game win streak, but now going the other way. Fourth loss in the last six. 4-2 at Toronto. They were shut out by Marco Estrada until a Brian McCann home run in the ninth inning. Matt Harvey in the Mets bullpen, a two-hitter, 1-0 over the White Sox as Harvey got his ERA well under six. Neil Walker's seventh-inning homer, the only run. White Sox have now lost seven straight. David Wright could be headed to the disabled list, herniated disc in his neck. With Bloomberg NBC Sports Update, I'm John Stashow.
Thank you, John. Well, we've got some key numbers coming out. 8:30 Wall Street time this morning. Income spending and the PCE inflation numbers. That's the one the Fed follows. Ahead of that, not a whole lot of movement in the bond market, but we're seeing the two-year note yield at 91 basis points, up less than a basis point on the day. The five-year, though, gaining 2 basis points to 1.4, and the 10-year note yield comes in at 1.87%. This is Bloomberg Surveillance. I'm Michael McKee. We're looking at futures right now gaining altitude after being down a little bit. S&P futures up by 2 points. Dow futures 28 points higher. NASDAQ E-mini 100s are up by 6 points. The Bloomberg NJIT STEM report brought to you by New Jersey Institute of Technology, investing more than $110 million a year in applied research to solve problems and improve life. Learn more at storiesofinnovation.njit.com. Edu. Here's Bob Moon.
Michael, good morning. Here's what's making news in science, technology, engineering, and math. What do you do when technology fuels hate? Internet giants Google, Facebook, Twitter, and Microsoft are pledging to tackle online hate speech in less than 24 hours as part of a joint commitment with the European Union to combat the use of social media by terrorists. The companies and the European Commission issued their joint statement today, declaring that there is a need to ensure such activity by Internet users is expeditiously reviewed by online intermediaries and social media platforms upon receipt of valid notification in an appropriate time frame. The company said it remains a challenge to strike the right balance between free expression and hate speech. For its part, Twitter said it remains committed to letting the tweets flow, but added there is a clear distinction between freedom of expression and conduct that incites violence and hate. After a massive toxic algae bloom closed lucrative shellfish fisheries off the West Coast last year, scientists are turning to a new tool that could provide an early warning of future problems. Experts at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration and the University of Washington have deployed a so-called ocean robot offshore in the Pacific near a known hotspot for toxic algae blooms. Researchers typically would have to go out in a boat, collect samples, and bring them back to a lab to be analyzed. That's this morning's Bloomberg NJIT STEM report. Michael, clam lovers can rejoice.
Oh, we will celebrate. You don't have to do it in a month with an R either.
That's right.
All right, Bob Boone, thank you very much. Dr. Robert Johnson is the president and chief executive officer of the American College of Financial Services. Prior to joining the college, he also worked at a number of other universities and held senior executive positions at the CFA Institute. We're going to put in a good word for our Taylor Riggs, who is studying for the CFA Level 2. But, Robert, I want to go to your expertise in analyzing financials, because at this point, it seems to be getting harder and harder to analyze the U.S. economy. The inflation numbers we get at 8:30 this morning, there's a question out there about whether we've seen some sort of secular change in inflation. The Fed has been pouring money and stimulus into the economy for years, and we can't get any inflation? Or is it just a matter of timing? We're going to see it happen on a cyclical basis, but the cycle is very long.
Well, first of all, condolences to Taylor. It's going to be probably a rough weekend, but I appreciate being on today. It's really interesting. The Fed, everybody's watching the Fed, and everybody's trying to figure out what the Fed is going to do. And the numbers, the economic numbers, are really a mixed bag. As we all know, this Fed, the Yellen Fed, is particularly data-driven. When people are trying to figure out if they're going to move on rates or not, it's all dictated by the economic data. And it's really clear that they want to raise rates, but they've been very cautious not to do so prematurely. And if you look at really the three things the Fed's looking at, they're looking for signs of rebound in the economy, they're looking for further strength in the job market, and they're looking for inflation near 2%. And if you had a scorecard on that, the economy, it's kind of a mixed bag. The job market appears to be stronger. The numbers Friday will be interesting because of the Verizon strike. And by Yellen's own admission, we probably aren't going to see inflation near 2% for quite some time. So, if you look at what the odds are on the Fed raising rates in its June 14 and 15 meeting, The futures point to a 61% chance of raising rates in either June or July, and only a 28% chance in June, which is the chance that the Oklahoma City Thunder were given last night to beat the Golden State Warriors, and we see what happened there.
Yeah, exactly. We like how you bring in this magical season we're in with basketball and ice hockey as well. Robert Johnson, when I look at sort of stumbling into the summer and such, what does it mean for the markets? I mean, is it just one big range-bound mystery waiting for something to happen, or can we actually see particularly equities get a jump start and do better than good?
Well, Tom, I think it's a little bit of the opposite. I think investors should behave as if the Fed has already increased rates. And what that means historically is that they should actually lower expectations for equity returns. I recently co-authored a book, Invest with the Fed, and we looked at how different market sectors performed during rising Fed interest rates and falling Fed rates. And from 1966 to 2013, the S&P returned 15.2% when rates were falling and only 5.9% when rates were rising. So I think that investors should act as if rates were rising, and rates will rise.
Robert Johnson, thank you so much. Greatly appreciate it with the American College for Financial Services. I will put out on social, Invest with the Fed, maximizing portfolio performance by following Federal Reserve policy. Robert Johnson, Gerald Jensen, and Luis Garcia Feju on that. Interesting. Mike, investing with the Fed, I maybe it's the wonderful Marty Zweig. Don't fight the Fed.
Never fight the Fed.
Yeah.
Well, we're about to see the markets get a lesson in that, it appears.
A churn. Futures up 2. Dow futures up 30. Higher yields fractionally this morning. Stay with us. Bloomberg Surveillance.
Bloomberg Surveillance brought to you by SS&C. More experience, superior technology, independence, and expertise. That's how SS&C drives the future of fund administration. SS&C, they're the future of fund administration.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.